Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lags behind our neighbors when it comes to wind energy. We rank 26th in the nation. We only have 10 wind projects here, but advocates say adding more would benefit everyone. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to neighbors that produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs enticing the state to invest in other projects contribute to the lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines.
But Denisky says the state's wind potential is high. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to their portfolios, and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for Wisconsin in the coming year. Another challenge is misinformation, that wind turbines are noisy, negatively affect property values, or pose health risks. Denisky says most of those claims are not supported by scientific evidence. What has been proven, he says, is that wind energy is less harmful to wildlife and the environment than traditional power generation.
We have the potential here to do our own energy in our own state, to add great paying jobs like wind turbine technicians to the mix. And we also give landowners kind of like a lifeline in this aspect.
He adds farmers who have been hit hard economically in recent years could benefit from gaining an additional income stream by leasing land for these projects. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had a scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win a three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Welcome back in to the Earl Ingram Show, hour number 2 on this Wednesday morning, the 27th of November. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Are you ready? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Are you hosting? Are you going to a relative's or a friend's? I hope whatever you do tomorrow, you have a great day. And I hope you have many reasons to be thankful. By the way, I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. Earl will be back on Monday. And getting back to the Thanksgiving thing, during this hour, if you guys cooperate, I would like to hear from you about what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving. What is it that you are grateful for? We have a lot to be thankful for in our own personal lives. And no matter what your politics, there are things to be grateful for in the greater world overall, right? It's an endless list that you could go down, all the things we're grateful for. So if you have something or even several things, we've already taken some calls, feel free to call in. Let us know what it is that you are thankful for. The phone number is 855-752-4842, and we'll take some calls letting us know what you're thankful for in just a few minutes. One thing I did want to go over before we get to the callers, just a look back at these tariffs that Trump is threatening, 25% on goods from Mexico, 25% on goods from Canada. Our two biggest trading partners, as well as an additional 10% on goods from China beyond what tariffs may be on those goods already. So obviously, if these tariffs are put into place, it's going to have a chilling effect on the economy. Not to mention the fact that the incoming president says he wants to deport 11 million people that came into this country undocumented. And so obviously that will have a chilling effect on the economy as well. So those two things, the tariffs and the deportation of millions of people, could grind the economy to a halt, right? As we've seen in the past. One thing I wanted to mention, by the way, I just saw on the screen here that there's a guy named Earl on the phone right now. I wonder if that's the same Earl I'm thinking of.
Let's go to the phone lines before I get to that stuff about the tariffs. Earl, is that you?
It absolutely is. And good morning and happy Thanksgiving to all of you at Civic Media. May the day and this time be a blessing to you and all of those who understand the reason for the season. I called Stu, number one, to say thank you, brother, for accepting, this task of filling in for me. One thing I hate to do is miss work. And so I've only, missed 3 days the entire year. And you get to a point where you say, hey, I need a break. Well, because of you, I am having that, and I'm really thankful. But the main reason I called is, as you talk about things to be thankful for, on yesterday, there's a listener to the show from Oshkosh who called and said that he wanted to make a donation to an organization. And there's an organization in the city of Milwaukee, a sister who's a nun, started McCannon Brown's Homeless Sanctuary. And she has done something that deserves national acclaim and national attention, and I will be working hard to make sure that we can make that happen. But what's so interesting is this gentleman asked me if I knew a place. So we went yesterday to McCannon Brown's Homeless Sanctuary. We took him on a tour, and after, now she deals with homeless people, the nondescript people who are completely forgotten, and 30,000 or more people she's impacted over the last year or so. And she's been able, through her diligence and hard work, build this sanctuary. But anyway, after the visit and the tour, we sit down. I didn't know the gentleman from Adam. He said, I've seen enough. Can we go to an office? We went and sat down, and this gentleman wrote out a $30,000 check. And not only did he write out a $30,000 check, he said it will happen in perpetuity.
Wow.
So the poorest of the poor, the nondescript, people who are totally forgotten, got this blessing from a man who knew nothing of them. And let me say this last thing. I beat up on wealthy people a lot. But all wealthy people aren't like Elon Musk. Yeah, clearly some with hearts. And this gentleman and what he did on yesterday reinvigorates my belief in the human spirit. And I'm going to have this gentleman on. And I think he's certainly deserving of recognition. He certainly didn't do it for recognition. But $30,000 in perpetuity to a homeless sanctuary, I couldn't be any more thankful for anything other than what I saw yesterday.
Wow. Well, what a great story. That's just amazing, And I agree 100% that not all rich people are greedy. Many rich people do everything they can to help others. And that's just such a heartwarming story. I really appreciate you calling in with that information.
Keep up the good work, dear brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you for the call, and thank you for the opportunity, Earl.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yeah, same to you. That's for sure, brother. Take care. Thank you for the call.
All right.
We got 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. Earl Ingram calling in live on the radio. I appreciate that. And, what a heartwarming story, huh? Imagine that. And I'm sure there are a lot of our listeners who, if they had the means, would be doing similar things. We do what we can, right? But that's That sounds like a very heartwarming story. That's about all I can say. Hey, if you want to call in, feel free. The phone number is 855-752-4842. And I'm looking for callers right now who want to tell me what it is you are thankful for. Okay. I'd like to line up several calls if I can. And just tell us what you're thankful for, either on a small level in your own life or on the macro level, covering the entire world, perhaps, or at least the United States. But let us know what you're thankful for. Hey, getting back to this story here I was mentioning about the tariffs and how it may affect things. Well, obviously, the auto industry would be most affected, I would guess, maybe more than anything else, except maybe agriculture, where a lot of our goods come from Mexico. But I was going to mention that if you remember back to, let's step into the time machine for a second. Think back to 2007, 2008. You remember those days? It was the time of the Great Recession. You remember the Great Recession? At the end, or toward the end of the George W. Bush administration, the Great Recession started settling in. And by September of 2008, when George W. Bush was still president, this is shortly before the election, we lost over 400,000 jobs, September of 2008. November of 2008, we lost 803,000 jobs. December, 661,000 jobs. Then in January of 2009, another 818,000 jobs lost. At the end of January of 2009, January 20th, Barack Obama was sworn in as president. Things started to change. The numbers started to get smaller. In February, 700,000 jobs, February and March. April, 600,000 jobs. By May, it was only 360,000 jobs lost. And those numbers continued to dwindle. By August and September, it was around 200,000 jobs lost. This is 09. By November and December, fewer than 100,000 jobs. Same thing continued through 2010. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because at that time, at the height of the Great Recession, when George W. Bush was on his way out, Barack Obama was on his way in with Democratic policies set up to turn the economy around and get people working again, the United States, led by Barack Obama, bailed out the auto industry, especially General Motors and the Chrysler Corporation / Stellantis, who were about to close down because of this recession. And we propped them back up and we got them rolling again. But do you remember what Donald Trump had to say at that time? He said, let them die. He said, let those industries die. It's okay if General Motors shuts down and ends production of vehicles, goes out of business. Same thing with Chrysler / Stellantis, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. He said, it's okay. Those companies are old. Just let them go. Obama said, nope, we're going to get them rolling again. And now look what's happened. But obviously what I'm leading up to is the fact that if these tariffs go into effect, it could destroy America's auto industry. Let's take a break. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy
it
ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Is true. Yeah, good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Music from Santana for you on a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. Hope you're ready. Hope you're looking forward to the big Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow with friends or relatives or whoever you may be enjoying your Thanksgiving with. I'm your host, your fill-in host for today, Stu Daniels. Earl will be back on Monday. And if you want to join us on the phone line, feel free. The phone number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And I'm asking you to call in now with what you are thankful for as we get ready for Thanksgiving Day. I know we have a wide variety of listeners. And I know if we can get some of you guys to call in, we'll hear a wide range of things that people are thankful for. And some of it may even be surprising. You just never know. And I would encourage people on both sides of the fence to call in, whether you are a conservative or whether you are a more progressive person in your politics. Let us know what you're thankful for. It could be something politically related. Or it could be unpolitical, not related to politics at all. Maybe it's your grandkids or your new car or peace in the Middle East, at least temporarily, the ceasefire that we talked about during the first hour in Lebanon. So let us know what you are thankful for. And so let's go to the phone lines now. It looks like we have Joe on the phone. And hey, Joe, thank you for calling in today. What do you have to be thankful for?
Well, again, as someone else mentioned, I'm very thankful for Civic Media. I think it's great to have this available to us in these times. I did have a question. There was a tune that you played earlier when you opened one of your segments. It was with a sax sound, and I can recognize it, but I can't name it.
I bet you're talking about the song. Yeah, I bet you're talking about that song by Ronnie Laws. Let's see if we can get Sam, the producer, on the line. Sam, can you hear me?
That's what
Sam
he
Davison?
Told me when I...
Yeah.
What you heard was Always There by Ronnie Laws.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. The other thing I'm very thankful for are all of the Democratic candidates that chose to run in this last election cycle. It's a big step to put your hat out in the ring. And, you know, I appreciate everyone that ran. I also want to recognize those that ran for congressional seats in our gerrymandered state. That's a huge lift. And, I, you know, Kyle Kilborn in our 8th district up here, Dr. Lyerly, Rebecca Cook, they all ran very hard. And, you know, I hope that they won't be discouraged going forward and we'll possibly try to, you know, make another run at it. Really appreciate everyone who put themselves out there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree 100%. Joe, thanks for the call. You know, that is
thank you.
Quite a big step when somebody makes that step to run for office. You know, you're putting yourself out there, you're opening yourself up to criticism and all kinds of attacks from the other side. So I would agree. Thank you to everyone who runs for elected office. That's an important part of being a citizen in the United States, as we were discussing yesterday and on Monday when we were discussing citizenship. So, Joe, that's a great idea. Thank you for the call, and I agree. Hey, let's move on to the next caller. It looks like Ann is on the line. Ann from Chippewa Falls, thank you for calling in. What do you have for us?
Yes, I am thankful for my family. I am also thankful for my freedom at this point. And I'm thankful for Civic Media for getting the word out there and hearing all the different opinions from everyone. I think conversation is what we need from both sides because, you know, whatever you're looking at or listening to, you need to open up your horizons and listen to the other side once in a while because, you know, it really informs me as a Democrat. There just seems like a lot of anger on the Trump MAGA side. And I think these things that Trump is going to do is going to hurt them more than they know it. And I pray that they're right. And I pray that everything's going to go smoothly. But I just think that everything that we share, they're not lies either. I think that we need to come together and look into these facts a little bit more. So I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for taking my call, Stu.
Yeah, and before you hang up, I just want to mention, you said that, among other things that you mentioned, you said you're thankful for your freedom at this point. You had to qualify that by saying at this point. And it sounds to me, that makes me think that you, as someone who votes for Democrats, are concerned that you may not have all of your freedoms under a new administration. Is that right?
Yes, I totally agree with that statement that you said. I'm very worried about our freedom. I'm a woman, of course, so that would make me concerned. And I just think a lot of things are going to happen, and we just all got to pull together and really get to the facts of what people are saying. I don't come on the show to be angry, but I feel like there's a lot of anger with people. And I think they're angry because media stirs that up in them with false claims. I feel that Civic Media is the best place for them to go to realize that there's more factual information out there than what they're listening to on Fox Entertainment. They even said when they got sued, they weren't a news-based media, that they were entertainment. And everybody that watches that understood that. But I don't think that's the case. I don't think that they realize that Fox News is just entertainment to get them all riled up and to claim false things about the other side. I feel like they're so angry at us, the Democrats.
Yeah.
And all I've done is vote in the best interest for middle income, lower family.
Ann, I hate to cut you off, but we are going to a break and we're just about to hit the break. So thank you so much for calling and thank you for your views. Thank you for calling in. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lags behind our neighbors when it comes to wind energy. We rank 26th in the nation. We only have 10 wind projects here, but advocates say adding more would benefit everyone. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to neighbors that produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs enticing the state to invest in other projects contribute to the lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines.
But Denisky says the state's wind potential is high. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to their portfolios, and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for Wisconsin in the coming year. Another challenge is misinformation, that wind turbines are noisy, negatively affect property values, or pose health risks. Denisky says most of those claims are not supported by scientific evidence. What has been proven, he says, is that wind energy is less harmful to wildlife and the environment than traditional power generation.
We have the potential here to do our own energy in our own state, to add great paying jobs like wind turbine technicians to the mix. And we also give landowners kind of like a lifeline in this aspect.
He adds farmers who have been hit hard economically in recent years could benefit from gaining an additional income stream by leasing land for these projects. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Don't get angry with me.
Rolling Stones. Don't get angry. Why are you angry with me? Yeah, my producer Sam, getting topical right after we were discussing the anger that some people are expressing on the radio and just in life these days. Yeah, what are you so angry about? Especially if your candidate won the presidential election. Yeah, enjoy it. Hey, welcome back into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, your guest host today for the next half hour. Earl will be back on Monday, and we are discussing Thanksgiving. What do you have to be thankful for? What is it in your life that you are grateful for? What makes a difference in your life? Feel free to call in. The phone number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, if you want to send me an email message, you can do that. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled with a U, S-T-U, stumanradio@gmail.com. And I tell you, over the last couple of days, I've received a lot of great email messages from listeners, and I appreciate all the kind words that everybody has been saying and sending. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. I believe we have Charles on the line. Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning, Charles. Thank you for calling in. I'm anxious to hear what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Well, Stu, if I could give one political thing and then what I'm thankful for. I think CJ just grabs things out the air to talk about. This whole thing with this make-believe caravan that was coming, and then Donald Trump won, and so they say, oh, we better go back to our homes because the evil Donald Trump has won. I think it's weird. And the only ones that you ever heard talking about an open border were Republicans. You never heard a Democratic politician on TV, on a radio, anywhere saying we have open borders. Only Republicans.
Hey, let me interrupt you for just a second, Charles. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to mention while you're bringing up that topic, you know, there are some people who believe that Republicans talk about open borders nonstop when there is a Democrat in office, so that people who are thinking about coming to the United States will do so. Imagine if you're down in Guatemala or Honduras and your life is a living hell because of gangs and things going on in your village. Imagine if you hear that in the United States there are open borders right now because Republican senators and congressmen and candidates are saying that we have open borders right now. Well, if you're down there and you're thinking about coming up here, that would be the time to come. And that, you know, there are a lot of people who believe that that's the reason the Republicans say that all the time, so that the even more people will try to come in when there is a Democrat in office. So I just wanted to remind people of that. I'm sorry for interrupting. Charles, go ahead and finish what you wanted to say.
That's okay, but you're spot on with that. And also this whole thing with him and the tariffs. He's talked about tariffs forever.
Yeah.
Now that he's hearing blowback that, you know, Trump, this may be bad for the American people. Then within the last few days, oh, well, it's because of the fentanyl coming through and the illegal immigrants. And like the Mexican president said, maybe America should be questioning why there are so many Americans that feel the need to use drugs. What's going on in their daily lives that they feel they have to get high?
Yeah.
So those are just things, you know, and what I'm thinking.
Yeah, sorry, I was just going to say, Charles, that may be one of the things that Republicans often bring up, and this may be where Democrats and Republicans can agree. There is a mental health crisis going on in this country. There are so many people that are so distraught, and there are a lot of people that turn to illicit drugs, drugs that they know may kill them, and yet they feel, well, what do I got to lose? You know, my life sucks anyway. So I think that we can agree with those on the other side of the fence that there is a mental health crisis, because they often bring that up. And maybe it's time that we do something about that in our healthcare system. But go on, Charles, finish what you want to say or continue.
Most illegal drugs come through the border, the right border, not people that are taking a chance on dying, crossing rivers. Usually by Americans that are bringing it through. So that's my point. And I'm thankful for my family, thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my health. 11 years ago, Stu, I had a double lung transplant. And wow. So going in the process, you're told that, you know, your life expectancy is 5 years with a lung transplant. And so I'm thankful to say, you know, I'm here getting ready to celebrate another Thanksgiving with my family, talking to you on the radio. So I'm definitely thankful for my health, modern medicine. I take a lot of it, but every day I say, you know what? Hey, I'll take 1,000 pills a day if it's going to keep me alive.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's great, Charles. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are thankful for you and the fact that you are here and that you call the radio show regularly, the radio station regularly, because you've always got great stuff to contribute. So we're thankful for you, brother.
Hey, well, you have a happy Thanksgiving, Stu.
Same to you. Thank you. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, and we are taking your calls right now. Wondering what you are thankful for. The number is 855-752-4842. And before we go on and take more calls from the phone lines, let's check in with our producer, Sam Davison.
Hey, Stu.
I want to ask you, do you have, or what are you thankful for at this Thanksgiving time of year? Do you have a list of things, or do you have anything in particular that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. I'm thankful for a lot. A little less than 2 years ago, I graduated from college, so I'm still pretty young, just starting out in life. But I'm thankful that I have figured it out thus far, at least. Got a place to live, got a job here at Civic Media. It's a great place to work. I'm alive. I got food on the table. I mean, what more can you ask for? I've got friends and family.
Yeah, those are the most important things. And as someone who's quite a bit older than you, you know, I can tell you that as the years go by, that's what you appreciate more than anything. The friends and the family, the connections to other humans, and just caring for them and being cared for by them. You know, that's the most important thing, you know, is you age. And even when you're on your deathbed and you're ready to check out, those are the things you remember. You know, those are the connections with other people, sometimes even with animals, pets, and that kind of thing. But yeah, friends and family, man, that's what it's all about. So I agree with you 100%.
Right on.
Yeah. All right. If you'd like to join us on the phone lines and let us know what you're thankful for, feel free to call in. I'd really like to hear from some callers or some listeners who are not regular callers. Okay. We do have a lot of regular callers, and I am thankful for them. But it is nice to hear from others too. So if you're someone who doesn't normally call in, then feel free to call in. Let us know what you are thankful for. Phone number 855-752-4842. And I just want to touch on one more thing that we were discussing earlier. These tariffs that we've been talking about for the past 2 days. And I was mentioning a segment or two ago about how these new tariffs that the incoming president is proposing, how they would deal a big blow to the auto industry. In fact, that is the headline of this story in the New York Times that was posted yesterday, I believe, or last night. The subheadline says automakers and parts suppliers would struggle if President-elect Donald J. Trump followed through on his threat to impose 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. I'll give you just a little bit of this story before we have to go to our next break. It says here, this is from the New York Times, President-elect Donald Trump's threat to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada sent shivers on Tuesday through the auto industry, which depends heavily on both countries for parts and manufacturing. The prospect of tariffs, quote, is a two-alarm fire for the auto industry, said Patrick Anderson, a chief executive of Anderson Economic Group. That's a consulting firm in Michigan. He went on to say there is probably not a single assembly plant in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, and Texas that would not immediately be affected by a 25% tariff, end quote. The list of popular vehicles made in Mexico or Canada is long. It includes Ram pickups made by Stellantis in Saltillo, Mexico, and Chrysler minivans built in Windsor, Ontario. General Motors makes Chevrolet Silverado pickups and electric versions of Equinox and Blazer SUVs in Mexico, where Ford Motor also makes its Maverick pickup truck. So, obviously, if we had 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, it would affect the auto prices to the point where a lot of people wouldn't be able to afford cars anymore. And you say, well, I'll just buy a used car in that case. But obviously, the value of used cars would go up to match the new car prices. So those are things to think about. Let's go back to the phone lines, try to get another call in before we go to the next break. It looks like Connie is on the phone. Good morning, Connie. Thank you for calling in today. What do you have for us, and what are you thankful for?
Good morning. I'm thankful for the Earl I have never called in before. I used to listen to WTMJ. I'm a Democrat. My husband is a Republican, and I finally found a show that I love to listen to. My husband used to listen to Rush Limbaugh all the time, and I couldn't stand it. So I am just very thankful for your program.
Oh, well, that's kind of you. I appreciate you calling in with that, and I'm glad that you found us, and I'm glad that you have a radio show, and I'm sorry that your husband doesn't have his show to listen to anymore, but I'm glad that you found I'm glad that you found Civic Media and the Earl Ingram Show. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I enjoy all of your programs. They're really great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Thank you for saying that. Hey, let's go to our next caller. It looks like Greg from Waukesha is on the line. Greg, you got about a minute or so before we go to our next break. What do you have for us?
Yeah. Sue, first of all, great to talk to you. I'm just thankful that even though I'm blind from birth, now my situation could be a lot different if a lot of things were in play. But I have a roof over my head. I know who's in control of my life. But even though I'm blind from birth, I'm just so grateful to be alive in this country. I could be so bitter, but I choose not to be because I'm thankful for that. And I do pray for this country, and I listen to Civic Media a lot because I believe that we need to make changes and we need to educate and advocate. But I guess I've never said this. I'm thankful for my blindness. So, you know, for my lack of sight, and some may call it a disability. I call it a great ability. So.
Wow. Well, Greg, thank you for calling in. And thank you for the inspiring words. I think that what you just said could be very inspiring to some of our listeners today. So thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in. Got to take a break, and you are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Yeah, great classic for you. Welcome back in to the Earl Ingram Show. Final segment, I'm Stu Daniels here, filling in for Earl today. He will be back on Monday. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and we've been discussing what we are thankful for at this Thanksgiving time of year. There's so much to be thankful for, to be grateful for, and I appreciate all of you listeners calling in with what you're thankful for. And by the way, if you would like to call in and share what you are thankful for, the phone number is 855-752-4842. And I would like to hear from some more listeners who aren't regular callers. I appreciate the regular callers. And if you are a regular caller and you want to call in, feel free. But hearing from people that don't normally call in, that means a lot. Okay, so feel free to call in. Let us know what you are thankful for. And I guess I can take my turn, tell you what I'm thankful for. First of all, like many people who called in, I'm thankful for civic media. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we didn't have civic media. Before civic media, the radio dial was just filled with, at least on the talk radio, it was filled with the views of one side. And there have been times when we've tried to build something up and put a progressive message on the radio. It hasn't been easy. Through fits and starts, it's happened. And for those of you that don't know, Earl Ingram and I used to do a radio show. It was his show, and I was his producer, but we used to have a great time doing a radio show in Milwaukee back in the day. I think we started in 2017, and one thing led to another, and now that we've got civic media, so we have a much bigger platform. Most of Wisconsin can hear a civic media radio station, no matter where they're at. So that's one of the main things I'm thankful for. Very grateful to the owners and management of this radio station and civic media radio group. So that's one of my main things. Also, I'm very grateful for my friend Earl Ingram, a guy who's devoted his life to helping people, doing what he can. He's also, like me, a great lover of radio. You know, before Earl started being on the radio, he was a caller to radio shows. Back when he was working in the factory, he'd call up the different radio stations, different radio shows. And at that time, of course, there was no progressive show, no progressive media on the radio. So he was calling in to right-wing radio on those right-wing radio stations, battling it out with those guys. And at that time, in those days, I didn't know Earl personally, but I knew him from hearing him on the radio, Earl from Milwaukee. So I'm very grateful for my friend Earl, who's, like I said, devoted his life to helping people out. This man has a heart of gold. And if I were to tell you some of the things that he has done for people and that he does for people, you know, you couldn't even believe it. So thanks to Earl. And like many have said, I'm very grateful for my friends and family. Those are the most important things, the connections that you make. And I'm also grateful for people who promote peace and understanding in the world. You know, a lot of these people are unsung heroes in your neighborhood, in your town or city, somewhere in your state or throughout the country, and even around the world. I'm so thankful today that there is a ceasefire in Lebanon. You know, over 3,700, almost 38 people were killed in Lebanon in the past year from bombs raining in on them from across the border in Israel. And so hopefully that's a ceasefire that will last. And so I'm grateful for that. And also I'm grateful for you, the listeners. I started my radio career back in 1977. Okay. And the reason I got into radio is because I wanted to turn people on to good music. And I did that for a long time. And now I'm doing the fill-in thing on the talk show circuit here with Earl and Civic Media. And that's great. I'm very honored to have this platform, even if it's only on a fill-in basis for now. So I'm grateful for that. Let's see. We're at 57 and a half right now. So I don't know if we have time to take any more calls, but I'm grateful for everybody that called in today to share your views, to share what you're thankful for. And I appreciate that. You, the listeners, everybody who calls in. And I hope everyone has a very happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you'll do something nice for someone today. You know, that's how I used to end my radio show when I had a show here on Civic Media. I used to tell people to do something nice for someone today. And I hope that's something you can do every day. So thank you. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to Civic Media. I hope you have a great day today. And I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Sam, thanks to you. Everybody take care and have a great day today.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.